today on Jeff's Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast today. It is a beautiful April spring day here in the Cincinnati area. The temperature is supposed to be up to 82 degrees today. I'm excited about it. One thing that I love about spring is that there is hope in the air. After enduring a cold, wet winter, being locked up inside the house, being void of the vitamin D that we need, when the sun comes out, I think it just makes all of us feel better. And it gives us that sense of hope. Hope is the anchor of the soul, Scripture says. He is our hope. He is our purpose. He is our joy. God is the God of hope. And I hope that you are feeling that sense of hope like I am today. Hope that days are going to be better. Hope that this year is going to be better than last year, that you're going to be able to get out and enjoy your summer, whereas last year we were locked down and we were dealing with the height of the outbreak of the pandemic. Hope that this year is going to end better than it started. Hope is a wonderful thing. It anchors the soul. An anchor will keep you from drifting, and that anchor is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for His hope. You know, over the last year or so, I believe that Christians and non-Christians alike have been asking a lot of questions. Specifically, you and I as believers have had questions that only God can answer. And sometimes we feel discouraged from asking God questions, but there is nothing wrong with asking God questions or questioning what's going on and questioning what God is doing. Don't feel condemned for that. God welcomes your questions. He doesn't always answer them the way that we anticipate, but God welcomes your questions. Abraham asked God questions. Moses asked questions. David asked questions of God. The Apostle Paul asked questions of God. Every great man and woman of God in Scripture that He used for His glory to do a mighty work had a point in their lives when they questioned what God was doing. And it's okay for you to question what God is doing. It doesn't make Him mad. It doesn't cause Him to be disappointed in you. God will answer your questions. And that leads me to something I want to share with you out of Jeremiah chapter 12 today. Jeremiah asked God some serious questions. I want to run through this passage, and then I want to break this down for you and just give you a word of encouragement that will continue to give you hope to anchor your soul as you move forward through this spring into the summer. Here it is in Jeremiah chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. I may jump around a little bit, but I want to point out a couple of specific verses for you. This is the New Living Translation, all right? Are you ready? Jeremiah says this, "Lord, You always give me justice." Aren't you glad that He's a God of justice? He said, "You always give me justice when I bring a case before You. So let me bring You this complaint," Jeremiah says. "Why are the wicked so prosperous? Why are evil people so happy? You have planted them, and they have taken root and prospered. Your name is on their lips, but You are far from their hearts." And then he gets a little more specific and turns that question inward. "But as for me, Lord, You know my heart. You see me and test my thoughts." And then he goes on to ask the Lord, "Drag these people away like sheep to be butchered. Set them aside to the slaughter." Man, these are serious questions that Jeremiah is asking God. If you'll remember the call narrative of Jeremiah in the first chapter of this book, you'll remember that God called Jeremiah and put a word in his mouth. He ate the word and it was bitter, but it tasted like honey when God gave him an understanding. And God said, I want you to speak this word to my people. It's going to be like a word of judgment. And I'm going to send you to a people who are hard-hearted and closed-minded and rebellious. And they're not going to listen to what you say, but I want you to give them the word anyway. And God told Jeremiah, set your face like a flint and tell them what I've put in your mouth. So it is in that atmosphere and it is in that setting in which Jeremiah is prophesying and ministering. And he's asking God in that context, Lord, why do this your people, wicked people, whose name is on your lips, but it's not in their heart, why are you allowing them to prosper while I am suffering sorrow for your name's sake? That's really what Jeremiah was asking God. Your people are living a life of rebellion. They're living a life of wickedness, and you're letting them prosper. You're letting them be happy and experience joy and prosperity in this land while they're doing exactly the opposite of what you have put in my mouth to tell them. Why, Lord, is this happening? Why are you allowing me to go through the condemnation of this people, to go through the persecution of this people? Jeremiah had been given death threats. Jeremiah was scorned because he was speaking the word of God that was not popular in a time of Israel's history in which they were doing what made them feel good and what seemed good to them. Does that sound familiar? That's the kind of society we're living in right now. And I'll be honest with you, I've had a lot of questions of God. I've had a lot of questions. I have asked God, why is it, Father, that when I am seeking hard after you and I am making sacrifices and doing the things that I believe are right before you and obeying you to the best of my understanding and ability, that I feel this pushback and this tension while the world around us as believers is not living for God? In fact, they're doing the exact opposite of living for God. They are scorning you, Lord, and they are using your name in vain, and they are simply denying your power and your existence. Yet, like Jeremiah asked, I asked the Lord, Father, why are the wicked prospering? And it's a tough question. Sometimes the reason God doesn't answer the questions that we ask is because we're not prepared for the answer. Perhaps we're not spiritually mature enough for the answer. And again, God welcomes our questions, but sometimes he answers questions like that with questions. I don't know about you, but when I ask a question, I want an answer. I want a straight answer. Don't beat around the bush with me. Don't give me a parable. Don't tell me a story. Just give me the answers. Give it to me straight, Doc, right? Give me the answer to my question. But when Jeremiah asks these questions, God answers his question with a question. And that's tough. Sometimes God answers my questions with questions about me and about my heart, about my intentions, and about my attitude. Listen to what God says to Jeremiah. He answers his question this way. God says, if racing against mere men makes you tired, how will you race against horses? More specifically, he's talking about horsemen, men on horses. Why, if racing against mere men or foot soldiers makes you weary, how are you going to race against horsemen? If you stumble and fall on open ground, what will you do in the thickets near Jordan? That's the question God answered Jeremiah's question with. And really, the answer that God is giving, he's making Jeremiah answer his own question. And he's saying to Jeremiah this: how do you expect to be up for the challenge ahead that is hard if you can't meet the challenge where you are that is easy. If you can't beat a horseman, if you can't beat a footman in a race, how are you going to beat a horseman in a race? If you can't stand upright and keep from stumbling on level and flat and open ground, how are you going to navigate the challenges of the thickets that are near the Jordan? Something I learned about the Jordan that I had read this before, but it never really clicked with me until I was contemplating this today, that the Jordan River was surrounded with jungle growth in some areas. And you couldn't even see the Jordan River until you went through the woods. Now think about that for a moment. And in certain seasons, the Jordan River would overflow its banks. And so God's telling Jeremiah, if you can't deal with open ground, what are you going to do when you get to the Jordan River and it has overflown its banks and you have to go through the jungle to get to the river? He's using this as a metaphor to describe this. Here it is. Jeremiah, the challenges you are facing now are simply your training ground for the challenges that are coming your way. And if you can't endure now, you can't endure when it gets rougher, when the flat ground and open ground becomes jungle, when the footmen become horsemen. Understand that Jeremiah's purpose as a prophet of God is to deliver an unpopular word, a word that will be rejected. God goes on to tell Jeremiah, and the word he puts in Jeremiah's mouth is one of judgment. You go tell my people that if they continue to disobey me, the judgment of the Lord is coming. And that is outlined toward the end of chapter 12 of Jeremiah's prophecy. But God's trying to explain to Jeremiah and remind Jeremiah that the path you're on is different than the path that the people are on. I want you to get this. The path you are on, Jeremiah, is different than the path the people around you are on. That is what the Lord wanted me to tell you today. The path you're taking is not the same as the path of those who are not seeking after God. It's the path of destiny. It's the path of purpose. It's the path of intentionality. It is a path that is one of resistance. You see, the path of destiny, the path of purpose, is a path of resistance. You are going against the flow. You are living a life that goes against popular opinion. You are living a life in which you are going after something specific. You don't just want to float through life and experience life as it comes. You want to go against the grain, against the flow, to go after the purpose and the plan of God in your life. And you can't do that without experiencing the resistance. And the resistance you're facing is going to be worth it, because the plan and the purpose of God is greater than any plan you could have for yourself. If we were to be left to our own devices and our own dreams, we would be led down a path in which we are formed and shaped by the atmosphere around us to take an easy path. But when you go after the destiny and purpose of God for which He has created you, you will face the resistance of your adversary. And the resistance, however the enemy means it to discourage you and to beat you up and to blacken your eyes, God will use that resistance, that persecution, that pushback to mold you into someone who can face every challenge. So every challenge you face, if I'm hearing what God is saying to Jeremiah here and what He's saying to you and I, every challenge that you and I face is preparing us for the challenge ahead. And if we will take the opportunity to embrace every challenge as an opportunity to get stronger, an opportunity to get tougher, an opportunity to become more fixed on the goal, then the challenges, though they be greater, will be easier to face, not harder to face, if we rise to every challenge. I know there are days when you and I get tired. There are days when I get tired and I want to question God and I want to say, Lord, I don't know that I'm up to this task. I'm weary. I'm beat down. The scars on my life are many, and the pain I'm feeling is too tough. I don't know if I can do this, Lord. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you today. Don't give up. Don't back down. Don't shrink from the challenges that are before you. God's going to give you strength to get through it. He's going to mold you and make you, and the challenges that are coming, you're going to be able to overcome them because God gave you strength for the journey today. I want to encourage you with this word today. The path you've chosen, the path of destiny, the path of purpose, the path of intentionality, the path of success and accomplishment, the path of divine intervention is a path of resistance. It's a tough path, but if you will stand under the power of the Holy Spirit and rise to that challenge, you will be able to face greater challenges as you move ahead. Can I just be honest with you for a moment and transparent and make a confession? I've always been someone, as a pastor and a preacher, who tries to be transparent because I believe that the genuineness of transparency drives the message home. My life has been filled with challenges, and sometimes the safety of the familiar has caused me to kind of back away and resist challenges and to back away when I have pushback and when there is opposition and when there is tension. My flesh, my first instinct is always to back up. And there are times that I have allowed that resistant force to hold me back from going forward. If it looked too difficult, if it looked too complicated, it caused me to shrink away. The Lord had to teach me to push back against the pushback. And I'm challenging you to do that today, because here's what I found. I found now in my mid-40s, that as God has begun to teach me how to push back against the pushback, to confront the confrontational enemy, that things are happening, that God has prepared for me. You're not just going to get God's purpose to come to pass in your life as if God just waves a magic wand and says abracadabra and it happens. You have to be willing to go against opposition and resistance. You have to be willing to stand up, to straighten your back, to put on the armor of God and say, Lord, I will follow you. I will practice reckless obedience, and I'm going to go after what you've promised me. It might be complicated. It might be tough. You might look at it and say, Lord, I don't know how this is going to happen, or I don't have the strength to get where you're leading me to go. And it might be something that is so trivial to others, but to you, it's a challenge. And to you, it gets you out of your comfort zone. To you, it's beyond what you feel you're able to do. And you're doing what Jeremiah did. And you're asking God questions. Lord, when I look at the terrain around me, when I look at the atmosphere around me, I find myself asking, why are the wicked prospering? And I am feeling the tension. The tension is there to form you, to sharpen you. Iron sharpens iron, right? And so I want to encourage you today, don't give up. If it looks complicated, ask the Lord to teach you. I have found myself later in life, and I say that as if I'm old. I'm really not that old in retrospect. It feels old. When you're 45, it feels like, I used to look at people that were 45 and say, man, that's old. It's not really old. I'm learning that. I'm a grandfather now. I love being a grandparent, by the way. It's awesome. But at 45 years old, I find myself looking at things that I can't do and saying, Lord, teach me to do this. And if you'll do that, God will teach you. The Bible says that His anointing will teach you, that you don't have a need of a teacher, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will teach you how to do this. And so I've been standing on that word, and I believe that you can too. I want to encourage you to continue the path of purpose. Regardless of the pushback, regardless of the resistance, regardless of the stress that you may feel, push through it. God is going to help you. I can do all things. It's such an overused and underappreciated passage of Scripture when Paul said, I can do all things. Paul had been shipwrecked. Paul had been stoned. Paul had been hungry. Paul had been beaten. Paul had been lost in the open sea. Paul had undergone more persecution than you and I will ever experience. His experience, the resistance to his purpose was greater than anything you and I will ever experience. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so can you and so can I. I hope this word has encouraged you today. I love you. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in today. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform or Jeff's YouTube channel. For more information about this ministry, visit us at jeffwolf.org. Just released is Jeff's newest book, 10 Reasons Why. You can get it free by texting the keyword RESTORED to 833-649-1545. Message and data rates may apply. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.